Private American companies cut more jobs in September.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke. Welcome to the Morning Open, our look at business and the economy as Wall Street starts the day. We got a new report this morning on private payrolls. According to ADP Employer Services, companies unexpectedly decreased their workforce last month by another 39,000 people. We're going to tell you what that might mean after we ask, where's Wall Street? Not much of anywhere. The NASDAQ and the S&P 500 are off a fraction, but the Dow is up 7 points. That's less than a tenth of a percent at 10,951, pushing the 11,000 mark. Let's say good morning to economist Richard DeKayser of Woodley Park Research, who joins us live from Washington, D.C. Hi, Richard.
Good morning.
39,000 private jobs cut. Will you put that number into context for us? How bad is this report?
Well, it's disappointing, naturally, and it's the worst number we've seen since January and the first decline that we've seen since January of this year. But two caveats. First, as economists are always quick to remind people, employment is a lagging indicator. So to a certain extent, this really just affirms what we've seen in so many other indicators with the housing slump and a fallback in consumer spending during the summer months. And also, this particular indicator, this ADP report, has been much less reliable than usual of late. It's underpredicted reality, that is the official government number, in 10 of the past 12 months, and by a pretty sizable amount of over 70,000 jobs.
Okay, well, Richard, a lagging indicator, of course, doesn't help somebody out of work. And I want to know, because we get teased with little signs of recovery, corporate earnings have been up, the stock market's been healthy. What's it going to take for companies to hire?
It's going to take consistently strong growth, and by that I mean GDP gains of 3% or better. The year started with nice growth, around 4 or 5%. Then we had a summer slump with growth settling back around 2%. We really need to see that consistently over 3%, and the stock market seems to be somewhat encouraged that we might be moving back in that direction.
Okay, well, we hope so. Richard DeKayser of Woodley Park Research, thanks.
My pleasure.
New Jersey might pull the plug on an $8.7 billion commuter rail tunnel under the Hudson River. Governor Chris Christie says the tunnel is busting New Jersey's troubled budget. And unfortunately, that is a taste of the future for states around the country. From WNYC New York, Andrea Bernstein has our story.
Thank you. It was a beautiful day in June 2009, and scores of officials and laborers gathered for a groundbreaking at a construction site near Hoboken, New Jersey.
To say I'm excited today would be an understatement.
That was the former New Jersey governor, John Corzine. He wanted to build a tunnel to double transit capacity from New Jersey to New York. He put up $2.7 billion. $3 billion would come from the federal government. Here's Federal Transit Administrator Peter Rogoff at that groundbreaking.
That $3.0 billion commitment will be the largest commitment made to any transit project anywhere in the United States by the U.S. Department of Transportation in the history of the U.S. Department of Transportation.
But Democratic Governor Corzine was replaced last November by Republican Chris Christie, a fiscal conservative. Last month, Christie stopped new construction on the project, citing what he feared would be a multi-billion dollar cost overrun.
And New Jersey's broke.
Christie's out campaigning for fellow Republicans in the Midwest this week. In Chicago yesterday, he said New Jersey can't afford to spend more.
And the federal government's made it clear that New Jersey will be on the hook for any cost overruns on the project.
Planners like Tom Wright, who have worked for decades on this project, say they're heartbroken by the prospect of its demise. Wright is the executive director of the Regional Plan Association. He says there are already 250,000 commuters a day from New Jersey to New York.
Without increasing the capacity in the transit system, that number just can't go up very much higher. There's just no more space on the roads and the bridges and the tunnels.
Governor Christie's official word on the future of the tunnel could come as early as today. In New York, I'm Andrea Bernstein for Marketplace.
That story is part of a public radio project called Transportation Nation. And you can see what New Jersey's tunnel might have looked like. It would have been spiffy. The photos are at marketplace.org.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Ally Bank, committed to customer service with the option to reach a human being at any time at 877-247-ALLY by pressing 0.
by Constant Contact Email Marketing, providing small businesses and nonprofits with personal coaches to help them succeed. ConstantContact.com. And by Thomson Reuters, a source of intelligent information to businesses and professionals around the world. Thomson Reuters, knowledge to act.
British soccer fans stayed up all night to hear whether the country's legendary Liverpool team would ditch its American owners. Marketplace's Eve Tro reports it did. And the new owner is another American.
The owner of the Boston Red Sox, John Henry, stepped in last night with an offer the Liverpool team couldn't refuse, paying off their debt of $450 million. That debt grew under the old owners, American businessmen Tom Hicks and George Gillette. They fought the sale but lost out to the team's board.
So they're not going to be at all happy about this, and I would imagine will pursue every possible legal channel to block this going through.
Professor John Beach studies sports and tourism at Coventry University. He says UK soccer fans always prefer a local owner, and today they'll start scrambling to find fault with John Henry.
I mean, everybody's been frantically looking at Google and Wikipedia to find out exactly who he is. He's not a known quantity in this country.
Beach says fans are already talking about how John Henry renovated Fenway Park for the Red Sox. Liverpool's played in its current stadium since Victorian times, and they wonder if he'll try to spruce it up instead of building a new one. I'm Eve Tro for Marketplace.
And finally, in the $3 billion business of Halloween costumes, the top sellers are usually kid stuff. Your witch, your fairy, your princess, your fairy princess. But this year, it looks like the number one costume is an adult poker face. Yep, retailers say they cannot stock enough Lady Gaga. The blonde wig, the giant sunglasses. Apparently the raw meat dress is more of a do-it-yourself thing. They don't carry that. But isn't Lady Gaga a walking Halloween costume? I don't know. It just seems a little too easy. This is the Marketplace Morning Report in Los Angeles. I'm Bill Radke.
American Public Media.
Help wanted. Company based in the UK seeks highly skilled workers. Foreigners need not apply.
Our public services are under strain. Our communities are under some strain. And we also have lots of unemployed British people with skills who we need to be getting into work.
I'm Kai Rizdal, Immigration Control in the UK, and the numbers from Wall Street next time on Marketplace from American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.